Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. Can I please start out with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
241-1-3101-0004-6561.
Perfect. Let me pull up your file real quick. And whom am I speaking with today?
James Washington.
Perfect. And James, we did just get a new phone system, so what's a good number to give you a call back just in case the call drops?
Area code 585-820-7198.
Perfect. All right. So I just pulled your file up, and first we're going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the business, and then I'll be happy to answer any questions you have and point you in the right direction. Sound good?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, James, what's the legal name of the business?
Legal name of the business is Washington Property Management.
Perfect. And is that the DBA name as well?
They must have signed them out.
No worries. Is that the DBA name as well?
Yeah.
Doing business. Perfect. And is the structure of the business a corporation or LLC, sole prop?
Sole prop.
Sole prop. Perfect. And how long have you been in business for, James?
24 years.
All right. Nice. Long time.
19 years.
Nice, nice. And are you the 100% owner, I would imagine, the sole prop?
Yeah. Right.
And one last thing. Can you confirm the address that you have on file?
275 Wetmore Park, Rochester, New York, 14606. That's my office.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. All right, James, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here, what your goals are, and I'd be happy to point you in the right direction.
What I was doing, I was taking out a loan. They was making me secure loan because I wanted monthly payments. So they was making me secure it with some property I own, free and clear, some rental property. And then when I open your letter, I see you guys do secure loans too. They was going to do 4 years. And I see you got a secure loan up to 5 years monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was trying to get some information on how you guys work.
Exactly. So so you're going to be getting some capital? Like, tell me a little bit about your project and, what you're going to be using the money for.
What happened was my wife passed away, and it messed me up bad because they thought I killed her, but I didn't. I wouldn't be talking to you if I did. She actually died of a blood clot. Mm-hmm. I went through a lot. I mean, I was doing good. Then lawyer fees and everything, I fell behind. And my property taxes and everything. I wasn't concentrating on the business like I should. I'm back focused again. So I did it some jobs. I got them, but I'm behind in some bills that I got to catch up with. So that's why I was taking out a loan.
Okay. And you already took out a loan?
No, they approved me for $62,000 and everything. I just paid for the appraisals a few days ago. Then when I opened this letter from you guys. So I said, let me see would you guys offer me a better offer and better term?
Yeah, of course. What was the term length on that one? 4 years?
I think it's for 3 years.
Three years?
4 years.
Okay, 4 years.
There was
48 months with monthly payments. What are your monthly payments looking like?
I know it was 10%
interest. 10%
interest
or 10 cents on the dollar?
Something like 10%. So, they were going to send everything over. I just had to change something over with the problem.
Do you remember what your payments were at all, or...
The payment's gonna be about, I forgot, maybe $1,200 or $1,300 a month.
Yeah. Okay. Well, $1,300 a month for 4 years would bring you just about to $62,000. So that would be with no interest, I'm assuming.
No, I gotta pay interest too.
Yeah, exactly. So your payments are probably going to be a little bit closer to, if it was 10%, 62,000 times. If you got a 10% loan from them, you're looking at a payment of around $1,450 a month, which is not bad.
But I want to see what you guys can do.
Yeah, of course, of course. So tell me, James, you know, how? Tell me a little bit about the business and the background of the business first. You've been alive.
We do lawn service, snow plowing, and trucking. It's seasonal, you know. The trucking starts in March and ends in November. The lawn starts in April, ends in November. Snow plowing starts November 1st and ends April 1st. And I do have contracts.
Mostly commercial work?
Mostly commercial.
Nice. So, you know, you've been in business for 24 years. It's probably not your first time financing, assuming. Do you normally finance your equipment, or what do you do in that department?
I pay cash. I need to spend the time I pay cash. And I own all my equipment. I have a lot of equipment.
Very interesting. Is that something you just were, that's just how you want to do business, or, you know, why haven't you financed?
I should have been financing, but I just didn't want to overwhelm myself.
Yeah.
Like I said, I only thing, the reason I got in trouble because my wife passed a blood clot, and for some reason they thought I killed her, which I didn't. I went through hell with that.
Yeah, that's. I'm sorry to hear, man. That's pretty crazy. Just not only you know, it's hard on you just because your wife's passed, but now you had to deal with all the extra nonsense on top of that. Yeah. How you know, you do commercial projects. Do you operate on like a net 30, or how do your customers pay you?
Yeah, normally my net, they pay me net 30 to 45 days.
30 to 45. Has cash flow ever been an issue for you in the past, as far as like people not paying and it, you know, things are a little tight?
Sometimes they stretch it out to 60 days.
Do you get anything up front or nothing?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm confident we can get you something very similar. James, tell me this. We don't really secure against property per se, but more equipment based secured loans. And
I have a list of my equipment and vehicles. Perfect.
Because that would be ideal, since you have paid cash for most of your fleet. We could just send you an equipment list. You fill out what you want to put down as far as collateral, and that allows us, you know, obviously the more you put down there, the more, you know, capital we can give you the longer term. So I don't want to promise that we can get past a 48-month, but we definitely have in the past. Again, it's just something that the underwriting department's going to have to decide on. But as far as, you know, you and me just chit-chatting here, I'm just going to have you fill out an equipment list, an application for the working capital, and send me some tax returns and a bank statement, and we can get you some numbers by tomorrow, hopefully.
Okay.
How's your credit looking like? You know, good, bad, in the middle?
Bad.
Bad. How bad? Talking below 500 bad?
No, it's in the 500.
Okay, 500. All right. Well, that's probably best that you bought all of your equipment cash then. It's probably, you probably would have paid a lot with that. Yeah.
Well, I had excellent credit, so that's happened.
Mm-hmm. And then it just got you all out of whack. You fell behind on some jobs and bills. I got you.
Yeah.
How'd you do during the recession, or was this during the recession, or?
I did okay. I stayed working pretty good.
Yeah, okay. How are your gross annual sales like?
Right now I'm averaging about $35,000 a month.
$35,000 a month? Let me do some quick math. So $420K a year, right about $400,000.
idea.
All right. No, it's not bad, man. It's a pretty good business. I mean, unsecured, I mean, even though your credit's not good, because of your revenues, we could probably get you around 30K, maybe 40K unsecured, and that term would be a lot shorter. That's like a year, 18-month term. Is that something you're not really looking to do at all?
Maybe if it was 18 months and not a monthly thing, but...
Yeah, that's the other thing with your credit on an unsecured, it'd most likely be a daily. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean we do have monthly unsecured, but that's, you know, I like to tell people it's kind of like a car commercial. You ever see, you know, drive a Mercedes for $300 a month? Yeah, if you have 800 credit, then yeah, you could do that. The average person, not so much. Yeah, so no, we'll definitely go with the secured route. Tell me a little bit about your, you know, machinery that you'd be looking to put down here, just as a background.
I cut grass. I have 6 zero turns, 5 trailers, numerous hand equipment like weed whackers. I can't even count them.
Let's stick to the larger stuff like vehicles, snowplows.
I got 10 plow trucks. I got 6 dump trucks.
All right, that's perfect.
I got 1 bobcat, 1 backhoe, stuff like that.
That's all perfect. See, that kind of big, you know, 6 dump trucks and the trailers and a bobcat. That's money. That'll be all good as far as securing equipment. We should probably be able to get you more than that, 62K, and on a longer term. Like I said, the more equipment you're willing to put down, the longer and the more capital we can get.
Okay.
And you own all of those outright, James?
Own everything outright.
Nice, nice. Now, do you have a current working capital loan or anything of that nature on the business right now? Nothing.
I paid off October 12th. No, I paid.
Oh, okay.
I paid off October 12th. It's what? Power Financial. I paid off.
Power. Power Financial.
Par.
Par Financial. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about that loan. What was the original amount?
The original amount was $20K, and I borrowed it in the 10th. I told you 4 months. October 12th is my last payment.
And that's a 4-month term, October 12th last payment.
Yeah.
And what are you paying as far as you, weekly, daily?
One daily of $184.09.
I'm writing notes by hand, so I to bear with me a little bit. And when did you take that out? I guess 4 months, was it June or July did you take that out?
I think it was June.
Yeah.
June, July, August, September, October.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, perfect, perfect. So that's going to be all finished and used Par Financial. How did that work out for you? You really didn't like the... I mean, nobody likes the daily payment. Yeah, no, that's everybody's biggest complaint is the daily payments. They just do that for risk purposes. But have you looked elsewhere for financing? Have you gone back to them?
They're willing to do another daily. I don't want to do a daily.
Mm-hmm. Who gave you the approval for the monthly, the 48 secured? Yeah, take your time.
It's a company in California. Hang on. It's Lendtrust. It's L-E-N-D-T-R. I mean, T-E-I-I-A.
T-E-I-A. Lend.
No, R-I-A. That's the name of them.
Lentera?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. And when did you first contact them? Did you...
Actually, they contacted me.
Okay.
Actually, then when they ran a presentation by me, it sounded good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just Googled them real quick. I'm not too familiar with them, but I'll do some research. You know, make sure everything's all legitimate on that end. You know, I don't want you, somebody calling you up on the phone and selling you on something you don't want or need. So when are you looking to do this, James? As soon as possible, or when did Lentera tell you?
But we'll be closing like in the second week. If I do it, it'll be like the second week. They make me put up two pieces of property. I just paid $1,150 for the appraisal. I'm just waiting on them to come out and do the appraisal.
Mhm. Yeah, ours is going to be a little. Ours is going to be quicker than that. I mean, probably still going to have to have somebody or, you know, do a little bit of a survey on the equipment, but that's all later. But we do move pretty quickly here. Like I said, I'll have you some numbers in about 24 hours once I get the paperwork back. And, you know, it's not out of the picture to fund this by next week. Okay. Is that something you'd be looking to do?
Because I've got most of the paperwork already because I had to get it from them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they asked for very similar things. So what's a good email or I can send you what I need? And
JWASHIN, the number 1, at rochester.rr.com.
rochester.rr.com. Perfect. Yeah, it's like the equipment list, tax return, the application. It's like one page. And some bank statements. Do you think you can get that later today for me?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Hey, James, do you have any questions, you know, before we leave here and part ways?
No.
I've been talking for a while. Okay, perfect. I'll send that over. If I don't see anything back, you know, in a few hours, maybe I'll give you like 3 or 4 hours. If I don't see anything, I'll give you a ring.
Okay, where are you guys located at?
We're in San Diego right now, this branch.
Oh, San Diego. Okay.
Yeah, so let me double. What time zone are you in? New York. You're in New York. Okay. Yeah. Rochester? Yeah, I've been there a few times. I'm originally from the New Jersey area, New York City area. I went to a couple of Rochester Red Wings games when I was growing up.
Oh, okay.
Yep. All right, James. It's good talking to you. I'll send that information. If you would respond to the email I send, just so I know you got it, and if not, we'll give you a call back. Make sure I have everything right.
Okay.
All right. Take care, James. Bye bye.